This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
3 wins, 12 losses. I don't think anybody expected the Browns to go to the Super Bowl this year, but I don't think anybody expected that either. Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. I'm Jeff Phelps, Jake Volnick, in for Andy Baskin today. We bring in the gentleman who is with us on the Browns Radio Network, pregame with Andy, postgame with me. He's Mr. Tyvus Powell, the former Ohio State Buckeye, Bedford Bearcat, and, of course, defensive back for too many teams to name in the National Football League. Hello, Tyvus.
How are you gentlemen doing today?
You know, it's fans have been in a more reflective mood. The anger seems to have subsided. And I don't know if that's good or not. Is that accurate, you think, Jake?
Yeah, I mean, there weren't too many angry people today.
No.
After another Browns loss.
I think that they kind of, well, there's a lot of things. One, people went into that game realizing that the Browns would probably lose that game. I think they were more encouraged with the fact that how close the game ended up being at the final results. So actually, you kind of was excited, but then you got fans who want to lose to get the higher draft pick. So it's kind of a conundrum situation where you want to see the team getting better, but you also don't want them to win so you can get a better draft pick. So it's a very interesting area that the Browns are in right now.
All right, Tyvus, we go through. There were some ups. There were some downs for Shador. What did you see that he did positively that he made strides doing? What were the things that you didn't like, and which one outweighed the other?
So, you know, the one thing that a lot of people have been talking about with him is he still holds the ball too long. Well, he got the ball out of his hands pretty quickly. You think about his first touchdown drive. He hit a lot of quick things. Ball came out at a good time. I love to see that. Obviously, it was very effective. And I think that's just kind of how you want to do it, Kevin Stefanski's offense right now. You know, you want to hit the short stuff, get that defense to start biting up. But the difference between him and DG is he still will throw the deep ball. So I think in this mindset, I think their game plan was we're going to hit the short stuff early to try to get that defense to bite up and then throw the deep ball later. Just didn't get an opportunity to get to that later part. The two interceptions that he threw, obviously I would like for that ball to be a little more in front of Quinshon, you know, to make it a little bit easier of a catch. But at the end of the day, you know the rules. If it touch your hands, you got to be able to catch it, hit right off his shoulder pad, and it bounced up for an interception. And then the other one, I didn't like that pass because I feel like even if he threw the pass and completed it, like that guy, he kind of threw him like a hospital ball. The receiver gets wiped out on that play. If you go back and watch that, obviously that defense lineman throws his hands up, tips the ball up, and then it gets picked off. So I just didn't like that at all. I thought he did a really good job of improvising on certain plays, showing his mobilities, extending drives. I thought just early on in that first half, he was really cooking. You could tell that, you know, when he's been starting, it's been times where he's made some plays, but then that offense gets stalled out and you don't see anything. Where he had the chains on his mind early in that game, and I thought he did everything he could to keep them chains moving, and I really like seeing that. Still think that he still misses some reads. I think that he that's, you know, one of the things that in the offseason, a lot of people talked about not being able to see the protections, not being able to read the coverage fast enough, and I think he's gotten better. I still think he's not quite where he needs to be yet, but I think what's saving him is that he's showing his improvisation by scrambling around and I'm buying himself some time to figure out exactly what they're in, and then he's making them pay. So I just wanted him to speed his mind up a little bit quicker. Which one outweighed the other one is your question? I think it was – I'd say it was more good than bad. I walked away a little more encouraged than discouraged, I should say.
Tyvus, I think it's tough to evaluate just about anything going on with the offense just because of the state of the offensive line with the injuries and – everything that's happened there and the lack of productivity out of wide receivers. But is that because the quarterback and the offensive, it all ties together to me, and it's tough to evaluate anything. With that in mind, Browns had the football with 2:47 left, down by three, and a chance from the 12 to go 88 yards and win the football game or get in the field goal range and try and tie the game. And Shador completed a pass to Corley for a first down, and then sacked for a loss of eight, and then incomplete, called for intentional grounding, and then you're looking at an incomplete pass to Jerry Jeudy, and then they punted. I've had people complain to me that they should have gone for it on fourth down there instead of punting and trust your defense, blah, 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 blah. Can you take anything out of that last drive on Shador? Or, again, is it – and it's just so tough to evaluate anything going on with this offense.
Yeah, it's very tough because of the offensive line and things like that. I just think that goes a little bit back to, because it's weird. Like,
it is.
They'll say that he doesn't understand protection. He doesn't understand where who's coming hot and sliding protection or flipping the protection on certain plays and things like that. And they say other quarterbacks struggle with that as well, but at least they know that somebody's coming free. But like when you watch some of the plays. Like, one of the plays, Greg Robinson just got completely blew up on the play. And it's just like, how am I supposed to know he's going to be free? Like, you think the tackle would be there to stop something. He kind of just runs through the top. So it's weird. And I guess, like, if they're blitzing, if it is a blitz and he's not understanding where the blitz is coming from, I guess you could blame it on him because it should be like, you should know that guy's going to be free because you know we're not going to block that up. So that means you know that the ball got to come out fast. Like, it's things like that, if you want to be nitpicky on certain things. But a lot of the times, offensive linemen missing some.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Blocks, and it's just like, I don't know who would do something, who would be able to thrive in something like that. So the Browns have put themselves in a situation where, and I'm becoming very Switzerland as I do on a lot of these situations because I'm 31. I like to see it from both sides, and I understand both sides. You got one side that says if the Browns finish in the top two with the top two pick, you absolutely have to take a quarterback. They have not. They've only taken two quarterbacks in the top 20 since 99, and that's Tim Couch and Baker Mayfield. You know, and the rest of the quarterbacks have not been. So you have that, and then I think you went to the playoffs with those two quarterbacks. So you have to keep that part in mind, right? But then you got the other part that's like, well, Shador got some good things going on. We should fix everything around him and then, you know, give him 26 and see what it is. I feel like I'm good either way. I feel like maybe both could be right. My thing is, you got people that are saying that Shador, you got people in the building who say Shador isn't the answer. And my thing is, y'all been in the building for years and y'all haven't evaluated a good quarterback yet. So it's like, can you trust that? Can you trust their opinion? Like, I feel like the Browns put themselves in a situation where it's hard to even trust that they know what they're seeing because we haven't seen it. We haven't seen it since they came back of good quarterback play. So can they identify what a good quarterback really is? And I think that's what got a lot of the fan base, especially the Shador fans. It's like, oh, y'all ain't never evaluated a good quarterback anyway, so y'all don't know how good Shador really is. You know, that's why a lot of people are like, if you trade him and see him go somewhere else and then he signs, you'll be upset about it. So it's a very conflicting spot. I tell you what, if Shador wants to remain the starting quarterback, he holds the keys to doing that. And I'm going to tell you how.
Tell me how.
He win these next two games. We ain't talking about no top two pick because we will not have it. And they will have a choice not to go with Shador in 26.
You're so right on that. It's silly. If he wants to be the starter, go win two games, right?
Yeah, he can nip all this quarterback talking in the bud right there. Just go out there, win the next two games, mess up the draft order, knock him out of the top five, and you will be the starting quarterback for 2026.
That's really true.
Tyvus, looking at the defense, because this is a unit that, for the most part, we think is going to be entirely back. We've now seen back-to-back games where first half they kind of get gashed on the ground a little bit, they give up a ton of yards, and then figure it out in the second half and do much better. What is happening on that side of the ball in the first half that then is all changing in the second half? Is that feeling out the opponent against you and just a natural feel of things? Or are the Browns doing something to come out flat?
No, that ain't no natural feel thing. What's going on is that ever since Malik Collins has went out, we have not been good in stopping the run. And, you know, when they were gashing us earlier, I don't know what was going on with Mason Graham. I know when they got down to the goal line, Mason Graham was on the sideline getting checked on his, I don't know if his ribs was messed up or not. I know he's suffering the cracked ribs and, you know, you can't really heal those. Those just kind of take time. So I don't know what was going on in that situation, but when he's not in there, you can tell. It's like 71 North up there. Boy, James Cook was doing whatever they wanted to do. He made one little cut, and it seemed like it was for like 15 yards a pop. I think at the beginning of the game, they was averaging 10 yards a carry in the first half. So, yeah, that ain't got nothing to do with coming out flat or nothing. You just ain't. It looked like back when Joe Woods was here that one year and we ain't had no defensive tackles. That's kind of what it looked like. Obviously, they made some adjustments. You know, Mason Graham played in the second half more, and it kind of took away some of those runs and stuff like that. But, you know, we got to figure out what's going on with our defensive tackles. I know Mike Hall didn't play due to illness, you know, and Mason Graham, like I said, he was in and out. We got to get more depth there. We don't have a lot of depth behind those guys, and you can't let Malik Collins be the only reason why this defense was able to shine. You know, to me, he's like the most valuable guy on defense this year because now that he's not in there, it looks like a totally different defense.
Tyvus, we got about a minute. You've been involved in a bunch of different NFL organizations. You've seen good head coaches. You've seen head coaches on shaky ground. You've seen good GMs, not good GMs. Are the GMs and head coaches usually tied together? Because, you know, you're hearing reports that Andrew Berry might be running a coaching search and helping decide Kevin Stefanski's future. And on the other hand, you have Kevin, who won when the roster was pretty good. The roster is not really good now. Is that on him? How have you seen it in other organizations?
Yeah, they never – in other organizations, they weren't tied at the hips. You know, I've seen GMs get fired, and I've seen head coaches get fired. I've seen both get fired, you know. I think that this league is starting to become about – it's not about what you've done. It's about what you've done lately. And if you're going off of that mindset, then you can argue that AB has done more lately than Kevin has. I mean, you just look at the one draft and the getting Malik Collins on a free agent deal. Like, you look at those moves, and it's like, okay. And then you look at Kevin's record, and it's like, well, in that situation, you were going AB. But I just think they've always said that these guys was linked at the hip. They were together. And I don't know. It's just this year, it just seems like that's not been the case. And it all started with Kevin having to answer for everything and AB skipping that media thing for the bye week. Like, it's just like, I don't know. I don't know if they're as in sync as they used to be. It kind of seems weird to me. Like, you don't really see them two together like you used to.
See you on Sunday.
I'll see y'all Sunday. Go Browns. Go Bucks. Go Cavs. Go Guards.
Tyvis Powell.
Go Jackets.
And Bearcats. There you go. Thanks, bud.
Thanks, Tyvis.
See y'all later.
Tyvis Powell joining us on the Fan Hotline. You can hear him on the Browns Radio Network pregame, postgame. He said, can you trust this front office to evaluate a quarterback? Can you? 216-474-0092. Jake and I will share our thoughts next on Baskin and Phelps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.